At first, we were, she was like a big sister to me, and then we grew extremely close, and we had a lot of fun by the end. A lot of fun.
And you guys worked in the deli counter the whole time?
Yep, whole time together.
And how is she doing? I mean, have you been able to talk to her or her family?
I am able to talk with her whenever I want to. I do FaceTime and Skype with her. Mm-hmm. She is in the best spirits anybody could be in. She is one of the most positive people I have ever met.
Even after everything that's happened?
Everything that's happened. She said something good will come out of this. And for somebody that's been through something this traumatic, is absolutely amazing.
That is amazing. Is she still in the hospital? Is she in rehab? Where is she?
She's still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Up in Boston?
Up in Boston. And she'll stay up there and do rehab up there.
I understand. Now, when you heard about what happened to her, what went through your mind?
Actually, when I heard we couldn't get a hold of her, and I was here, and I was on my cell phone until 9:30 at night trying to find her, I honestly thought she was trapped under something, trash or whatever, dead. I couldn't believe it. It was surreal.
And I guess finally by 9:30, you heard what happened, and you got in touch with her.
Yes. And I was happy. I didn't know what condition she was in. They still said it was touch and go at that point. So it was just pins and needles until we heard she was stable.
How well do you know her family? Because I know her sister was hurt, and they were there to watch her mom run the marathon.
I've actually never really met her sister because she lives out of state.
Gotcha.
And her mom, she comes into Growls a lot, so we get to see her a lot.
We see the family a lot. Now, tell me a little bit about what Growls is doing for Erica and her family. I mean, I saw the banner outside. I saw the sign for the Boston Fund. Tell me a little bit about what you guys will be doing this weekend.
Well, on Saturday, we will be having a benefit for Erica, and we will be... Mr. Grau will be donating 10% of all our sales that day, and we're having great sales that day. And it's everything just to help Erica. Everything for Erica.
And Saturday, like any other grocery store here at Growls, I guess it's the busiest day of the week. I
mean, aside from Sunday, yes, it is the busiest.
Okay, very good. And there's going to be some stuff outside, too, I guess?
Yeah. We're doing hot dogs, I'm pretty sure. Boar's Head has donated for that. So,
any indication as to how much money you want to raise, or is there a goal?
I don't know the store's goal. Personal goal is $5,000 at least for her, at least, because that's what they raised last week for her other benefit, and I'm hoping that.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you said she's still in the hospital. Is there any has she given you any indication as to when she might be able to start rehab and everything like that?
No, honestly, I don't even want to ask her about it. I'm trying to make her laugh every time I talk to her, and I've been able to do that. So,
and you guys are able, when you're able to chat, it's, yes, she's in the hospital, but it's like a normal conversation.
Very normal, and we talk about school, because she goes to Towson,
right,
and I go to Towson, so we talk about school and our teaching and how much we miss our kids. So.
Okay, very good. Anything else you want to add?
I hope everybody will come out on Saturday. Very excited to see everybody, and I hope we really do reach that 5,000 goal.